Hello, Shamai. So this week I saw on Twitter, it was flagged up to me by my friend Sarah Rees, who, as you may know, was my maternity cover when I went off to have my baby Idris. An Ipsos Mori survey for young kids in school, which asked them a specific question on whether they thought they were too thin, too fat, whether they were okay, and if they didn't want to answer that question at all. Obviously, we've only seen one part of that survey, but I was frankly appalled by it. And I know that the BBC are covering this issue, and I've seen some of the narrative behind why they can justify it, saying that they take part in, it's a survey that is voluntary, that young people can take part in, and it's to inform mental health priorities for young people in schools in conjunction with the Welsh Government and the education authorities. Shockingly, this survey has gone out since 1993, and I was in school at that point in time, and I've never taken part in any such survey, but it's beyond me how this survey is okay and how they think it's okay for a start, and why things haven't changed since 1993 when society has clearly changed since then. So I believe that there will be a story coming out about this. The Children's Commissioner has also shared concerns about this specific question in the survey. And I think, again, we have to go back to the debate about why children should be even introduced to questions like this about whether they think they're too thin or too fat. Let children be children and let them enjoy that time of their lives when they should be carefree, fancy-free, without self-analysing themselves. I got to a stage in my teenage years where that's all I did, because you're influenced by magazines, by things around you. You scrutinise your body and what it's like so much that you begin to hate it. And I don't think asking a question of young people, do you think you're too thin? Do you think you're too fat? Is going to help them develop in the best way. In fact, as I told the BBC yesterday, it could trigger an eating disorder. It could trigger young people to think negatively when they've never thought negatively about themselves ever before. I used to chair the cross-party group on eating disorders in the Senedd, and we know that girls and boys as young as 7 are developing eating disorders. And while this survey may be voluntary, if a young person answers this survey and sees this question, what type of society are we promoting if we are thinking that it's acceptable for young people to self-analyse in this way? And anyway, what is too fat or too thin for an individual? We are all different shapes and sizes. We are all different body compositions. It is simply absurd to be asking this type of question, and especially when it's going to inform a system that will benefit young people's mental health in the education system. So I would urge any parent whose child has taken part in this survey to reject taking part again, to raise questions about why the question is there, and to perhaps offer reforms, offer suggestions as to what could be asked. So when I did all this work on eating disorders, I talked a lot about body confidence. So let's ask young people about those influences. Let's ask them what makes them feel better about their bodies or about the things that they do in their everyday lives. Do they enjoy exercising? How do they feel when they do it? You know, what type of activities do they like to take part in? Are there adverts or magazines or social media sites that makes them feel damaged or negative towards themselves for whatever reason? And how can they go about addressing that? I think those are the things we need to look at, not asking in a crude way whether you think you are too thin or too fat or okay. And I was angry because I have spoken to so many young people over the years about how the eating disorder that they have affects them, or even if they didn't have an eating disorder, they may have body confidence issues, and how that's impacted on how they interact in society, you know, whether they take part in sport at all because they have those hang-ups, whether they take part or not in an event because of how they feel about that given situation. So I am genuinely interested in why this is still happening since 1993, and I genuinely want to see change in the education system as to how we approach these issues. For years and years and years, I've been campaigning for body confidence and self-esteem classes to be implemented in our schools. We know now that the curriculum is changing, that well-being will be a key part of that curriculum. Well, this survey flies in the face of well-being, does it not? You know, we don't want our young people focusing on their weight. We want them focusing on the positive things they can take part in their lives and focus on things that they want to do for the rest of their lives. What career do they want to do? What activities do they want to do? How do they want to be ambitious for themselves in the future? Not focusing on the individual issue that may be whether they perceive themselves to be too fat or too thin, which could damage any sort of personal progression that they thought they may have in the first instance. So if they've done some sort of analysis as to why these questions are being asked or how effective they are, then I'd really like to know and how this specific question has informed strategy on mental health and other issues over the years, because we're talking about almost 20, 25 years here now. And I think if we're going to ask questions of young people, well, let's consult with them as to what type of questions would fit with what they would want to reply to. What type of question would they feel would be okay to ask? What would they feel comfortable in asking? And so that is something that I don't think is talked about enough. To young people, they are expected to conform, to ensure that they comply with rules all through their lives in the school or in the university. But we rarely ask them, what do they want from an education process? What do they want to achieve? And I think that's where we fall down and where we let young people down. And I guess I'm a bit more passionate since having a child of my own. Not that I would take anything away from people who hadn't had children and had these thought processes too. Only because I know that I want my little Idris to be as young and as innocent and as carefree for as long as he possibly can be. And in these days of influencers, Instagram posts, trolling and such, bullying from the, you know, the confines of your phone, whereas you could potentially escape that before mobile phones existed when you go home, that doesn't happen anymore. I want him to be as pure and as innocent as he possibly can be for as long as he can be. And these types of questions in surveys in an educational setting where they should feel as safe as they possibly can, well, that just needs to go. And that needs to be eradicated. So I would urge politicians, the Welsh Government, Ipsos Mori, to reconsider this, to ask questions as to why they think this is pertinent, and to change the narrative around what we want to see from our young people. There's so much pressure on them right now that I think adding those types of silly, dangerous questions can only serve to hurt them and not help them, quite frankly.